Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Today we have Bill Brody Good, CEO of Alien Metals, which is an exploration and mining project development company listed on AIM. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Morning. Very well, thanks.
You released an update about the preparations for phase three drilling at the Hancock project. Do you think you can tell us a bit more about that news?
Yeah, sure. We yesterday announced to the market having the complete set of results from our phase two drilling program on the Hancock project recently completed. So based on those results, which we're extremely pleased with, we are now sort of pushing planning for a next phase of drilling, which will add, we hope, more potential to the project, do some infill and extension work on a couple of the main target areas on the ridge system in the western area of the tenement to hopefully then start developing a potentially a second resource to follow on from the serious extension resource we're currently working on.
And you're expecting the results from this drilling campaign to be ready for Q4. What's the next steps after that?
Well, as you know, in tandem with the geology and the resource work and the exploration work, I mean, there's still what's significant, I think, for the Hancock tenement is specifically for the ridge systems we've sort of uncovered and have proved up have significant direct shipping ore grade material at surface as well, is that there's, you know, a lot of uncharted territory within the tenement that we're still excited to go and explore, and we feel will have significant upside potential. So there's that. And then also, as these projects, as we start looking at, you know, the mineability, I don't know quite if that's the right word, but the potential to turn this into an economic project, we have Mining Plus who are working with us and sort of updating their, you know, high level studies at the moment, and then we'll push forward with that work as we get more results, as we get more, as we get a resource defined, and then do the associated paperwork and necessary statutory requirements to pursue the potential for turning this into a niche mining operation in as quickly as we can, you know, within reason.
Would you look for a partner with this?
No, absolutely. I mean, we're explorers, not miners. I mean, we're looking to add to our team specific experienced people in more the mining sector rather than the exploration sector, so that we can, yeah, we have the best skill set available. But at the same time, always, you know, one has to look in this market at possible partners. Do we spin this into a separate entity? Does someone come along and say, well, actually, that looks very nice, thank you very much, and a large check is presented, and we've done, hopefully, our investors done them proud. So, you know, everything's possible with obviously a sensible approach and the best return we can get for our investors at the moment and going forward.
Keeping your options open, then. So this isn't the only project you've got. Do you think you can give us an update on the others?
Yeah, of course. I think, you know, let's not forget that Hancock is one of two tenements within the Hammersley Iron Ore project. So the Brockman tenement to the west, we're still finalising our native title permissions. And that one does line up also as having potentially significant mineralisation. So we're excited when we can get on the ground on that one. And then, of course, we also, in the same region, we've got the Elizabeth Hill silver, nickel, copper project. And we are in the process of our inaugural diamond core drilling on the historic ore body on and around it. And that's going really well. I mean, it's really tough ground to drill, but we're very fortunate. The drillers are really taking their time and making sure they maximize core recovery. Some really interesting geology and mineralization being intercepted already, and looking forward to advancing that project and moving that forward as well.
So shareholders can expect to hear news on multiple fronts then?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we are working hard in the background to obviously keep things moving. COVID is still sadly an issue for a lot of countries and a lot of operations in terms of delays in getting equipment and in availability of people, in movement of people too. I mean, honestly, I don't want to be sitting in the UK at the moment. No offense to anybody. I'd rather be out at Elizabeth Hill on the drill rig or up on Hancock, roaming the hills, finding our next drill targets. But we're fortunate to have a team in Australia that we're able to do that. Likewise, the guys in Mexico are also doing what they can to keep things moving there, to, as we've talked about, get those permits, those drill permits in place to be able to carry on work in Mexico as well. So working on all fronts, doing what we can, being as practical and sensible as possible, you know, duty of care to all our staff and consultants, so making sure everyone's safe, comes home safe, but, you know, driving projects forward as best we can.
I can imagine. Thanks, Bill, for taking the time to talk to us today, and we look forward to your next update.
Well, that's great, and I appreciate your time today, and we look forward to updating everyone and you know, turning, especially at the moment, Hancock sort of turning into something really exciting in the not-too-distant future.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.